Gerro back in ye olde cultural Europe, and it's sunny, so happy days. I'm going to be here in Europe for a couple of months. I'm in Italy, I'm in the UK, I'm in Poland, I'm in the Czech Republic. Live one-on-one in-field coaching, I'm afraid, is sold out until at least July, so please don't email me about live coaching, but there is always Skype coaching from wherever you are, from wherever I am. All right, today's video. It's about doing the opposite of what every other guy does on planet Earth to get girls. It reminds me of a clip from Seinfeld where George is finally realizing that his old habits aren't serving him well. So one day he decides to try doing the opposite.
George, you know that woman just looked at you.
So what? What am I supposed to do?
Go talk to her.
Elaine, bald men with no jobs and no money who live with their parents don't approach strange women.
Well, here's your chance to try the opposite. Instead of tuna salad and being intimidated by women, chicken salad and going right up to them.
Yeah, I should do the opposite. I should.
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
Yes, I will do the opposite. I used to sit here and do nothing and regret it for the rest of the day. So now I will do the opposite and I will do something. Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice that you were looking in my direction.
Oh, yes, I was. You just ordered the same exact lunch as me.
My name is George. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents.
I'm Victoria, hi.
All right, good on George for the cold approach. Let's think about stacking the odds in our favor then, doing the opposite of what every other guy does. George cold approached in a cafe. Fantastic, let's take it. We're not gonna be on Tinder because everybody else is on Tinder. We're not gonna do online dating because every other fucker tries online dating. We're not gonna go specifically to bars and clubs on a Friday and a Saturday night to try and do pickup because that's what the majority of men are doing in most cities around the world on Friday night and Saturday night. The odds are stacked against you. Girls are hustling you. We wanna be the chooser, not the chosen, yeah? We wanna be the buyer, not the seller. Day game is all about becoming that. So, day game automatically, it's something that not many men do, certainly not indoors as I keep nagging you. Even when guys moan and say, but there's 20 guys in the city doing day game. I say, look, in London on a Saturday, there's 4.5 million men that live there. And if you do the maths, that's about 0.000050% of men in London on a Saturday cold approaching during the day. So have no fear. Let's get more specific because, yeah, you get the idea. Day game is something cool. It makes you stand out automatically just by approaching and not hiding your dick. But let's get specific with something that I tell all my students, all right? Most guys, even in that clip, you saw George walking up, really putting his foot in it, displaying lower value. We're gonna walk up, give the girl a compliment, and then loads of guys try that, specifically if you think about, you know, catcalling or Italian guys shouting out, Bella, Bella, you're so beautiful. Even guys do that in clubs after a few beers. And then after the compliment, they pull. I don't mean pull as in escalate, pull, bounce home. They pull as in trying to build rapport. They ask boring interview questions. What's your name? Where are you from? What are you doing right now? Let's be best friends forever. They friend zone themselves. They make the girl think, oh, it's just another guy. He's probably average. He might be gay. He's buying her stuff. He's trying to get her to like him. That's what I mean by pull. He's trying to build rapport. So most of my day game students, they give the compliment and then they are Mr. Nice. They pull her in. What's your name? What are you doing? Wow, that's so amazing. Cool, amazing. Let's get married. We are perfect together. And I say, no. Good day game, which is what George should have done, is give her the compliment. You look nice. And then we're going to push. Do the opposite of what every guy does. Do the opposite of what your body wants to do. You want to be Mr. Nice guy. You want to build rapport. We're gonna push her playfully. Attraction is in the playful push, if you've read Street Hustle. So how do we push a girl verbally after the compliment? We tease, we challenge, we role play, we storytell, we gently push her off that pedestal, right, if she's a princess. No guy has the courage to flirt like that, like you've known her, assumed familiarity, listen to my new podcast, off the bat. So attraction is not in the pull, attraction is in the push. And then sure, she hooks, then you do nice guy chit chat. And then on the date, you seduce her, you do the opposite of what you want to do. You want to sit there on the date making chit chat, delaying the kiss, delaying the bounce. But no, I go into the bathroom, I look at myself in the mirror, I say, come on, Tom, do the opposite of what you're doing right now, which is just sitting there talking and drinking. We're gonna go out, try and kiss her, get in a taxi, get the Uber, whatever, lead, escalate, and win. Keep grabbing life by the horns, do the opposite of what every other fucker is doing.